like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower. Running on a treadmill and on the inside it. Sound so smart, like you graduated college. Like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard. Knowing you, weekend in Miami trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always been the one. I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex. Why you wanna protest? Why you wanna fight for your rights? Cause you don't love them boys. Pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it. There you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind. It must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you
better. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday records on the OVO. Send this to Pop Tout on the realest field. That best legal team, so the deals is ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and by, bitch.
I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine when all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time. It's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck and you know you are. Proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are.
Yeah. Y'all better tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, y'all. It's the one and only Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love. Today is November 18th. It is currently 2:03 p.m. I had to play that cut for my special guest that's in the building, yo. I'm going to tell you something. I've been, you know, working with this young lady for a cool minute. You know, I hosted a couple shows. You know, she rapped on a couple shows. But it's something about seeing this magnificent, super charming personality out and about, repping Shy. But also, you know what I'm saying, well, repping Inglewood, but from Chicago, you know what I'm saying. Everybody know, going Cook County Hospital, you know what I'm saying. It's something in the blood, baby, you know. Me, Money Q Green, Archbishop Don Magic Juan, Robert Kelly, all was born in Cook County, you know what I'm saying. So that's the Shy in us, but it's the Shy in this lady that just makes us so charming, man. Y'all already know who I'm talking about, my special, special guest, Miss Toy Parham. Yo, check this out. Before I bring her on, you know, I got to do my quick updates just to let everybody know my fam that's be representing, come and check me out. Flappers, we're not doing Flappers Comedy Club tonight. That's going to be on hold for a couple of weeks, this week and next week, because myself and Left Right Entertainment are going to be doing some rebuilding, you know what I'm saying? But right now, it's going down on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Call in 310-861-2317. Want to thank Edwina from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, calling to check and listen in, you know what I'm saying, to check out what we're doing. I'm going to do a couple pokes and let these ladies know, you know, that they still on my mind, you know what I'm saying, the ones that's good to me. I'm going to be good to you. I'm going to poke you real quick. And remember, ladies, yes, I will say your first name and not your last, because, see, I'm a giver. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep you out of trouble. You understand what I'm saying? But the ones who show me love, I have to show you love back. Also got to shout out some birthdays and stuff too. Candy, you get a poke. Francesca, Fabby, Janaea, Denosha, Sonia, Micheline, Rania, Lakeisha, Nikki, Penny, Lori, Kim, Carmen, Darlena, Carla, Elke, Kathy, Elga, Angelica, Janika, Kat, Kathy, Ramona, Portia, Stina, Alexandra, Tiffany, Teddy, Vanessa, Shannon, Nisha, Simone, Radiant, Talisha, and a young lady that goes by Goddess. That's a lot of women that are poking me on my shoulder. Well, ladies, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to poke you back. So I'm going to go ahead and play my cut real quick. I got Tori in the line. This one for her, and this one's for all you ladies out there that just got the ism poke. You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed it. This goes out from me to... Hold on, I got to find it first. You know, I think there's technical difficulties, but it ain't difficult, baby. Like I said, it goes out from me to you. This is Trey Love. I'm a rocker.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
Take it home, baby.
Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the playboy of comedy, Mr. Trey Love, is in. That was my song, yo, that I do for every performance I do to shout out all the women that, you know what I'm saying, show a brother love, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all be busy, but, you know, when y'all send that little poke, ladies, you know, and let me know that I'm on your mind, and I want y'all to know y'all on mine too, you know? But let me get down and dirty, y'all, because I only got a limited amount of time with this superstar that I have on the line today. Lyricist, Ms. Toy is back on the scene with her new album, I Am a Warrior, brought to you by the production of Mr. Payback of Heat Macaz Productions. This dynamic duo has brought together some of the West Coast's greatest MCs, such as Original Gangsta featuring E-40 and Green Light That Green featuring Ice Cube and Yuck Mouth. Even Don't Call Me featuring Lil Wayne and the great late Tupac Shakur. I Am Warrior captures the raw essence of females in hip hop, like the first song, Set It Off, featuring Yo-Yo, Sugar T, and Silky Fine. This song makes you want to go to see the movie again and again, with this playing in the background. What's Crackin', featuring Miss Tan and Too Short, gives you some of the West Coast game on lingo. Man, I'm going to tell you something, man. I got this young lady on the line, man, and I just had to read off the types of people she's working with. Just to be in her presence, you know what I'm saying, it's such an honor, man. So I want to just give a warm welcome, you know, a Handsome Life Radio welcome to Miss Toy. Miss Toy, you are on the line with us. Welcome to the show. How you doing, sweetheart?
Thank you, Handsome Man. That was such a warm welcome. I'm over here partying with you, jamming before I even get to say a word. I'm over here cheesing, smiling, doing all kinds of things, smoking a blunt, just happy. just to be on the air with you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. It's funny you say that, because right before the show, I went to the back room, you know what I'm saying, to get myself well-medicated, too. I was like, you know what, I'm fine, man. Miss Toy finna be on the line, so let me get a little medicated, you know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, lift each other up, you know? And I just want to say, before we even start with the interview, I want to thank you for the conversation that we had today. You know, you said some very inspirational things, and I enjoy talking to people that have such a great outlook on what we're doing. You know, so many have come and gone, you know what I mean, you know, entertainers, but it's something about when a person does this for the art and from the heart, you know what I'm saying, and the craft, how we do it, and the way, you know, when we was chopping it up, I just was really enjoying the way you was like, look, we got to just do this, you know what I'm saying, we out here, you know, we got a lot of eyes on us, you know what I'm saying, the world is watching us, we are LA, you know what I mean, and you know what I want to say too is this, coming from Chicago, it's something about that grind when we get out here. We bring that Chicago hustle to L.A., and sometimes it causes a little conflict. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they didn't believe me when I told them, you know, I mean, I love L.A., I'm all L.A., but I'm really Chi-Town, and they really don't understand the complexity of that. You know, my method of thinking is like East Coast, and my hustle is on the West Coast. You feel me? So we got the best of both worlds here, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody comes from something, and you have to remember where you come from, and that's just what I'm doing.
Exactly. So what I want to do is I want to go in and jump, and I want to jump into one of your songs real quick before we even come back and talk some more. Right. I mean, you sent me an array of stuff. First of all, talk about your new album. You have a new album coming, correct?
I have a new album. I'm postponing it because there's so many great things happening. Like, you know, I know a lot of medical marijuana patients is out there watching that Buzz House by DJ Pooh. You know, go and get it. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole movie. I got my verse on Green Like That Green in that movie. That's why I'm over here medicating, because I'm excited about some of these things that's happening. Plus, I'm just original gangster around here. And that song, it's so fun because you get a chance to hear me talk about all the medical marijuana that I've been touching all my life, from a militia burn to the up in smoke to right now. I'm just
damn
West Coast gangster-ish.
So is that the one you want me to play first? You want me to play Green Light? Because we could go on a Green Light That Green Light.
Play Green Light That Green, because that's what we're doing, man. You got to go on and
tell
it
you
off.
What, y'all. We're going to go on and get it set off here on Handsome Life Radio. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. 310-861-2317. You just heard Miss Toy say it herself. We finna start it off, y'all. Green Light That Green.
Green Light That Green. Green, green like that green. Green, green like that green. Purple like that purple. Green, green. Green like that green, purple like that purple.
kush. If you're coughing up a lung, let me pass the kush. Man, my back's so loud, I got a sash to kush. If it ain't granddaddy, then it's Matt the kush. Look, this presidential call it Obama. My issue's so bomb, they can call it Osama. Dr. Green Thumb, cause I'm growing my ganja. Got a jolly green giant, yeah, I'm rolling a monster. Now when the baby call it a beamer, all day I dream about smoking Adidas. Smoke back to back till I'm done with the reefer. Then it's time to read up another pack of that Keisha.
Check this out, because we still got more cuts. This is what I want to know. Go ahead, baby, talk to me.
No, more time. I'm listening.
Now, this is what I want to know, and this is what I know the youth want to know. Usually when I'm interviewing somebody such as yourself that has longevity in the game and time in the game, you know, and we was just talking about how people fall off, you know, like even, you know, in my day back when I did BET Comic View in 02, it's a lot of comedians that was doing comedy then, and I ain't taking nothing from them, God bless. But
yes,
they got
God
corporate
bless.
Jobs, and some, you know, some of them got corporate jobs, some of them washing cars,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some of them
yeah.
have elevated and are still doing, you know, the stand-up, you know, but it's kind of funny to look back, you know, when I call to Miami sometime, and I call in Chicago, and I check, and a lot of these brothers, oh, they still doing the same thing. I ain't taking nothing from them, but what
mm-hmm.
I want to know from you, I want to ask you, what is it that keeps you so hot and keeps you so innovative that the likes of an Ice Cube is always dealing with you, baby? Like, because that's hot. How did you get on that?
But, you know, in the beginning, just being a hot female rapper out of the West Coast was, like, big out here. We didn't really have a lot of females. And just because I have a classy swag to myself, and I'm really, really diverse, you know what I'm saying? I can get in my chucks, and I can still be feminine. I can get on stage and rock the mic heavy hardcore in my stilettos, you know what I'm saying? So Cube and them take a liking to real gangster shit, and they really appreciate stuff like that. And I'm being referred by some great people. Like K-Mac from the Conrad referred me, and that's my homeboy. So he was like, man, Cube, I need you for, you know, a hook for Cube. So when I came in, I wasn't just called in by just anybody. This was a job that a 007 motherfucker could do, James Bond.
Wow.
So I came in and did my job. So then again, Payback is my producer from Heatmakers production, and we've been together like the dynamic duo for about at least 10 years straight right now. And these projects that I put out are currently like from the hottest multi-platinum producer, you know what I mean, that can really, really can brag out here on the West Coast and say he worked arm in arm, neck and neck with some of these great artists like Ice Cube, you know what I mean? So he's the type of producer that can get on the phone and say, look, I'm doing this and I'm chopping up this. He can get a verse from 40 and say, look, this Miss Toy project, you feel me? And just like I did when I was on Universal, went to a party, E40 party, and say, hey, I got a deal with Universal. What it's going to be to get you on my project? You know what I mean? I deal with people direct. I don't play games. I don't want to talk to your manager. I want to talk to you just like you want to talk to me. Feel me?
Wow.
So it's a certain way that a boss can do things, and it's a certain way that somebody that's a groupie don't do things and not get nothing done. You feel me? So I'm not a groupie. Never have been. I've been around bosses all my life. I've been in limousines going to high school. You feel me? I was never one of those type of people that needed to. Oh, I'm trying to get on. No, they asked me, what do you do, mama? Oh, I rap. Oh, you do? Let me see. Bam, and I'm going to put it on. So, that you're going to be like, wait a minute, I got a friend I can call. We'll call somebody. And then we're going to get in the studio, and I'm going to do that shit again. You feel me?
Okay.
You just got somebody that's gifted in this thing, and I know how to do it. It's not easy to me because I love a challenge. Anything is a challenge when it comes to something that really is a man's sport. It's a challenge to me to go up against some great people and say, they say, damn, you killed that month. You know what I'm saying? For real. And that means a lot to me because that means the toolage that I learned from the streets in Chi-Town and, the men that have been in my life and, you know, the gangsters that have been in my life and, the real people, the corporate people, you know, I learned a lot and I put that in my music, Trey. That's all I can do.
Mm. You know what I'm going to tell you, babe? I listen to you. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to put this out there for the fam that, you know, if you haven't seen Miss Toy, something is, you know, I don't know where you've been, like, all your life and on this planet. But you're a beautiful girl, sister. I'm going to tell you flat. I'm going to put it on out there. You're a very attractive woman. You know, and it is pleasing to see a woman that's that attractive to have her head on the way you do. And I'm going to tell you something that I admire about you, and I want to ask you where you get it from. What I admire about you is you have no fear. I love it. I love it. I have no fear. And when we're fearless like this, I'm going to tell you what it does. I notice it intimidates other people. Where did you get yours from? Where did you get your fearlessness from? Is that just the Chicago in you? Or like you said, and I'm even listening to you.
I think that's my mama. I think that's my mama for real. She is a scorpion. But I'm, you know, I really just take after her a lot as far as when it's time to just cut it straight. It's no time to be playing games with people because you can go around the block a lot of times and don't accomplish nothing but wasting some gas. I don't have time for that, Trey. You know what I mean? And you don't learn this just by being in the game 1 year or 2 years. It's not about that. It's the experiences I've learned. Even if I was in this game a couple of years, guess what I would have done? Got in the game and figured out what's my good part in the game, what do I bring to it, and how can I get better at that and learn something else. You know what I mean? Because one thing about the rap game is that we all know we don't eat off this shit. You know what I mean? We don't
That's
eat
right.
off of rap. You know,
that's right.
It's about your projects that you put together, and it's about people wanting to feature with you, and it's about those concerts, and it's about those tours, you know,
right.
and bringing to the table. So what I was blessed with was my boy Tim. I've been knowing since I was 17, 18 years old. That's how fly I was then. He a boss.
Mm-hmm.
He a boss now. He got the club, the loft over there on El Segundo and Avalon.
Yes.
And he wanted me to come down and host the show. Now, I've never been a host of a show before, but, of course, like you said, I have no fear.
No fear.
You know what I mean? I got up
no
there,
fear.
And I've been there a year, and I've been rocking the thing for a year, and I've been blessed to have many opportunities come through that avenue from me being able to speak my mind and tell artists at the same time that they're not hot. And I'm a rapper,
right.
and I'm going to get up here and do this job with y'all and show y'all why
right.
I can tell you if you fly or if you not fly or why are you on Ustream and maybe Dr. Dre, Warren G, somebody like that might be watching you right now. You feel me?
Mm.
And the
mm-hmm.
people that you want to sign you that you're trying to go run around the club to go find might be watching you right now just sitting down in their studio.
Wow.
You feel me? So it's so much power
wow.
in what moves I make that people play a game with me like I'm not really doing them, but you're not doing anything. You feel me?
Right.
You're worried about me. I'm not hungry. You're mad I'm not doing bad. I have plenty of songs in my catalog that pay me right now. I have a collective in the valley right now asking me, do I get paid off the songs he play in his store on Pandora's box? I say, I sure do. He said, well, I will be putting more songs in rotation. You
Damn.
Know what I mean? In my store. So when you walk in the valley in one of them medical stores, Hoyland, matter of fact,
yeah,
you'll hear me play music.
Yeah, that's a sponsor right there. That's one of the sponsors. Put it on out there.
My,
tell them who to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hoyland, I'm putting it down because they're my people. They represent
right.
with Miss Toy. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? They put it down with me on another level where a friend, somebody from high school that's hating on me, that don't really know what I'm doing, don't see what the, you know, supporting the person or giving them a good compliment about what they're doing will help the person, how it will help me. You know what I'm saying? It will help you
right.
to tell you, keep going, Trey, because you must be
yeah.
doing something good. You're closing deals. So a lot of people
Woo.
Just talking and they closing not one deal.
Woo.
You know?
Woo.
So it's the realest radio show from the female perspective on Handsome Life Radio.
On
that,
Handsome Life Radio.
Done.
And I'm going to tell you something.
You
you might have to come back and get on here with me once or twice a week because these haters need to hear it like this. You feel me? I don't
oh
think they
God.
Get it. These haters need to hear it like this. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, Miss Toy, flat out. I don't think these haters really get it or they hear it like this, right? I'm going to just give
but
a
see,
little
they the ones
experience.
That's listening. That's why we got to chop it up with them because my fans
that
are doing their part and my loved ones are doing their part. And I really love y'all for that. And I really, you know, appreciate everybody that see me, you know, stand fly as I am. It costs to be a boss.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I don't have time to sit around and explain stuff for free. Now, we on the radio right now. This is good game. So y'all going to hear some of my music. And guess what? That's going to tally up some little change I can put together for some more Miss Toy shit that I'm going to put out for y'all. You know?
Y'all haters, I hope y'all listening. Because see what it is. Haters be acting like, well, I ain't going to work with you. And I be laughing to myself literally.
Good.
Like I literally
good.
Get in their face. Some of them, you're not going to work with me. What you don't realize
I'm
going to
kill your track and I'm going to kill you. You're not going to be happy
exactly.
about promoting me now. So now
it should be
I'm not
your pleasure.
Yeah.
The game
so
is
now
to be
we got somebody from Philly who just seen my stuff on YouTube, my video, Still Hollywood, which that's why we say we Still Hollywood. This is what your show is all about. This Handsome Radio. And I'm telling you right now, I'm Still Hollywood, which most people say, oh, man, I ain't Hollywood. I live in Hollywood. Guess what? If I do boss business, I'm going to be Hollywood with it, and we're going to go VIP everything. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't
VIP.
No time to be saying we ain't Hollywood. That big old Hollywood sign on the mountain, you think I'm finna play not Hollywood? I got to get mine. So
this
at the end
at.
Of the day, I got my boy that seen my video, Reed Dallas, and my girl Danielle Carson hooked it up. I mean, I'm talking about within 48 hours, he's on my remix right now, and it's hot. I didn't even give it to you because it ain't mixed yet. That ain't how I roll. But the next time I'm on your show, you will be getting Still Hollywood.
And it's
going to
be
with
it's
the remix.
Be a bunch of next times. It's going to be a bunch of next
okay,
times.
Okay, yeah. Well, for real.
It's,
so I'm going to
it's a beautiful
stuff. I ain't even gave to nobody else.
Matter of fact, I got to go ahead and kick this another Miss Toy jam for y'all. Y'all hear how she riding. Y'all hear the passion. See, that's why I be trying to tell people. Y'all think somebody be playing with y'all? Man, we didn't come out here to make no damn friends. We came out here to do what we had to do and be warriors. This is her song, I Am a Warrior. Miss Toy, y'all.
Oh.
Have some
yeah. Y'all not ready for this. I'm going to tell y'all one. A live God.
Muhammad is the messenger of God. You know what I'm talking about? This is something real right here. If you're not ready to listen, I need you to cut it off. But if you cut it off, you might not learn nothing from it. It's your girl, Miss Toy. Yeah, I love y'all. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, know how to block them now. You better read about her. You better look me up. Facebook or being about her. Know how to shut you down, cause I'm a clown with ya. Know how to be a leader, cause I'm a down sister. Ain't gotta eat you up, that's not my appetite. But I can feed you up and make you feel like I got you mystified, cause I'm so dynamic. And they keep playing that song, and you gon' rise with it. I'm just gon' stay up on them, I make them pay her good. Let them know that it's that girl up out of Inglewood. She with the peacemaker, a heat maker, laser. I got longevity, so you can never erase her. I got them throwing up, they be whispering. But why you shucking and jiving, this toy is glistening. Ain't gotta roll you up, I'ma let you fold me up. Hit after hit after hit, so go on and blow me up. I am a warrior, I ain't afraid of y'all. Better come hard, or don't come at all. I got grace, it's in my everything. So when I yell it out, I wanna hear it say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah. I'm so incredible that I make you miss a flow. And when I get on this stage, you know you see the glow. I've been through some impossible things, so I use this music so I can maintain. It's like them terrible tools, we breaking all the rules. I like to thug it out, but I'm very good at school. It's me, I'm bugging, but I'm still blazing. I got my canister full, and yep, it's still raging. I got some good homies, I wish them very well. Popping up on our haters, so we can thank them well. I got some issues to tell, but I'm banking, baby. But you on top of the list of who I'm thanking, baby. Cause you done paid a chick, and you gon' keep going. A needle in these streets, and my thread gon' keep sewing. Bossy chicks, bossy chick, enterprise. You know I'm here to stay. Don't act like you surprised. I am a warrior. I ain't afraid of y'all. Better come hard, or don't come at all. I got grace, it's in my everything. So when I yell it out, I wanna hear it say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah. DJ on the ones and twos, DJ on the ones and twos. You hear this here banging, won't you play this up for the plus two? Don't fake, I'll put her in rotation in your station. Interview your girl so we can reach across the nation. Bang her through the streets, NYC, Windy City, ACL, H-Town, Kelly, Kelly, rock the bell. Hit them hard in the south, up north, what you talking about? Miss T.O.I. always turn the shit out. So sincere about this here, about to break you off. I'm about to shut you down, that's why I'm going off. Get a lot of prayers if I wanna take it that way. Keep them all up to date, I can make them compensate. Say the bull, pay to play. My poker face, my savvy ways, get up paid every day. Almighty, Allah God, you know you love my music, you wanna join my squad. I am a warrior, I ain't afraid of y'all. Better come hard, or don't come at all. I got grace, it's in my everything. So when I yell it out, I wanna hear it say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Rasulullah.
Being gripping grains, I post up and I'm like, hey, and I don't give a shit what y'all play, but I know y'all been banging Miss Toy music like every single did say, and I'm gonna get my cheese the way I need, and I'm gonna hurt my feet until they bleed. I'm in the corporate office straight off the street to keep the bullshit away from me. None of y'all chicks give fuck with me. I've been the queen of the ING, and worldwide y'all ain't satisfied until y'all see me leave the scene, but it'll never happen. I'm gonna keep it cracking. Whoop, whoop, never get the satisfaction. I'm gonna keep it acting for the gratitude and rock my shit with attitude. Miss Toy in that the head. Y'all know that I run that leg. Y'all know that I get it poppin' when you chickens wanna play. I'ma sick them bitches on you. Ch-ch-ch-ch.
gin on you. Hey, 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 don't be scared when you see me creeping on you. Hustle on you, getting faded. Sexy ladies, get them ready. Bank account full, because I keep these niggas breathing heavy. Hey, it's a handsome life show with your girl, Miss Toy. And we finna do this like this. Y'all heard my song, I Am a Warrior. You know, that guy features like Ice Cube, Yuck Mouth, I mean, Tupac, Too Short, my girl Sugar T, Yo-Yo. I mean, it's a slew of major, major artists and some independent heat makers, for real. Heat makers production, my girl Cliche out of H-Town, classified lady, I mean, entertainment, doing her thing out of Houston, Texas. Y'all need to check her out. She's blazing. My boy Mr. Tan, he got a new record called Demeanor. He putting it down, man, from the east to the west. So y'all got to check out the independent side. We major, but we still independently grinding. Now, number two, let me tell y'all, it's a bunch of features I'm on in case y'all done heard me out there. FMG, one love to my boy Freeway Rick, the real Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Giving it up to FMG because my boy Leno got a hit. Man, it's ratchet music, man. I got a super size for y'all. And it's a super size remix that I'm on. Y'all need to check that out because I'm getting it real, real nasty for y'all in case y'all been waiting for me to talk about some good pussy. And I got my boy High 16. High 16 got a banger that I always do on my solo joints, you know what I'm saying, when I'm on my show because my boy is locked down. So free High 16, man. When you get back, we got to put you on your grind, man, so you can stay focused. My boy Boss Solo put me on two joints on his album. And I'm talking about, they some heaters. I'm on some reggae on his project. And then we did a joint. I mean, that's just crazy, y'all. Go support the independent out here on the West Coast. My boy Big to the Boy told me play his joint that I got with him called Stand Up for Cube. So y'all know we busy out here. Don't ignore and shuck and jive the process that we trying to make for ourselves on the independent. We need y'all, but we don't need y'all. Feel me? So we going to keep it moving. I got a new joint with my boy Donut. I just spit for y'all right now just because it's some hot, hot stuff I always do on features. And y'all got to keep me rolling in rotation. You know what I'm saying? That's what we going to do on the West. But November 29th, we back at the loft. You know I'm the host. You know I'm going to keep it cracking. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to come fly Dougie for y'all. I'm going to represent. I ain't on no Hollywood shit when it comes down to that because I represent the hood. And we all good over there on Avalon and El Segundo. Some of y'all, you know, supposed to be gangster rappers need to come on down there and holler at me. We good, we real safe, you feel me? So November 29th, we back at the loft. And I'm telling you, if your music ain't up to par, you will not be returning. And that's per Lonzo and Tim. So we passing the torch at the loft. Ustream TV, passing the torch at the loft. PIM is another link that you can go to. And also, if y'all need to holler at me, Facebook me, my music page is Miss Toy, all caps, MS.TOI. My other page is all full, Miss Toy Keon Parham. But if you're on that page already, you need to try to do some business with me before I delete you because I need room for my real cats that's really doing business with me that's out here promoting me worldwide. I don't know if this been finished yet, but at the same time, if it haven't been, we got some more stuff to chop it up with you about because I'm also doing some features and some movies. So if you haven't seen, you know, Bud's house, go ahead and it's on the red box. Go on in and walk up by that little 7-Eleven by your spot. You know everybody in the hood got a 7-Eleven by their spot. Go on and check me out because when I'm telling you, Miss Toy Production been in full effect for 16 years that I've been in this game, and I really could put your music in some movies if you got your business together. I mean, I do consultant work also. So if you need to holler at a boss about some things in his business that is confusing you, you know, you can give me a call, inbox me, or you can just tweet me and say, man, shout me out. So my tweet is Miss Toy That Real. Don't get me confused with nobody. I got a couple of people that been shout me out about some toy stuff. I mean, I always been Miss Toy in the game. M-S-T-O-I is no M-I-S-S. You know, I'm not LaToya Williams. That's a homegirl, you know, that sings on The Wash. So please, by now, y'all should know who I am. I know y'all here, you can do it every day, you know, but y'all have to understand I have my own slew of music that y'all need to get to know. So I can have my own, you can do it on the radio. You feel me? But that's what Trey doing right now. He really giving love to his sis. Not only am I his Chi-Town sis, I'm like his sis in entertainment because we have bossed up together in many arenas and seen each other on different levels. So this is something to me that means a lot because it shows that people appreciate others as they're doing their thing. And as you shine, I shine because I am a reflection of you. And so many times people don't give back and tell them how proud they are of each other. You know, it's a lot of people that I'm really grateful for in this business, and they know me personally, so I don't have to brag about what I do and who I know, because if you know me, you know you can call me. So shout out to all my folks out there, especially my Miss Toy supporters. You know, I got my own fan club and my own, you know, girl gigs up here that's always putting it down. So if y'all see me with a bunch of bad chicks, you know they got my back, and I know it's a bunch of fake people out there, and I love y'all too. Keep y'all jobs going, you know what I'm saying? I might have a check for my haters one day, you know what I mean? So you never know, I might have a prize for my biggest hater. So if y'all want to keep it going, I'm going to keep it going. And that's going to conclude that. And I'm going to let y'all know I have a new song called Geo. I'm doing a video to that. So I might be holding some auditions for this next shoot that I'm doing. So if you are interested in showing your beautiful face or your handsome face, your handsome life face, holler at me about my new Geo video. And also, I'm going to bang my Geo video song for y'all right now. So let's Geo. Because I'm going to go so hard. I'm going to show you. I'm going to put the fuck on.
I'ma show you I'm in motherfucking charge. I'm a G.O. ain't nobody doing it like me, toy, you know.
Yo, tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. You live on Handsome Life Radio. That was none other than Miss Toy, y'all. She's a G.O. So we're going to bring her right back, y'all. We got 14 minutes left in this show, man. And I just want to say it's just been an honor, man, and a pleasure having, you know, such a passionate artist vibing with me right now. You know what I'm saying? This Handsome Life podcast is about to go places, man. It's about to do things. You know what I'm saying? And it's and I look at the way life has happened. You know, some people have a I like what you said when you said that I need to delete some of these people to make room for people I'm working with. That's flat out. That's flat out. Yeah. That's real right there. It's like, look, because, you know, you hit folks, you try to work with them, and then, you know, they so flaky sometimes, you know. And I'm going to be honest with you, some of these folks out here, you know, you hit them, and then they act like they ain't got time to hit you back. Then when you're doing something, they want to hit you, like, for real.
Yeah.
I'm the type of dude, I'm going to tell y'all right now, and that's why I'm putting this out here on Handsome Life Radio. If I don't hit you back, it's because you did some of that flaky stuff. And I'm just telling you, whoever you are,
real talk,
yeah. Whoever you are, and you know who you are, who you hit me, yo, what's up, Trey?
Yeah, you
trying
know, don't
to,
act,
this
don't
and
act
that.
Brand new. You know you were suspect
yeah.
on something, so
you
know
what I'm saying?
I can't deal with that. I deal with real cats every day, and just like that song, G.O., was brand new, like brand new. And I make new music all the time. You know, it's you know the other part about releasing projects is great, but if you don't have no promotion for it, it's no need to be releasing nothing. But
absolutely.
At the same time, I'm always do great music. And my boy CeeLo found me through a good friend of mine, Daryl Harvey, and he was like, man, Miss Toyez, I know this cat that say he know you. He a producer, and he say he know you. Do you want me to give him your number? I'm like, who is it? You feel me? And he's
right,
like, it's
right.
I'm like, this is my folks, you know what I'm saying? So when I tell you, he called me, and I got that song, and you playing it right now. That's what God do for me.
Yeah,
he put me
with
the people I'm supposed to work with, minus the BS sometimes that other people be trying to cause on me. Something else greater is happening in another arena, so I can't focus on y'all. I really can't.
The way the songs went, when you said a part in the song, when you said Allah is God, you know, you're trying to show these folks something, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Janelle Monique. She's listening to us live, yo. That's West Coast representative. We know you over there in Compton. Yeah, Miss Janelle. She over there throwing that West up in Compton, yo. Show love over there. That's my sister, man.
Yeah,
love
so
her
all
death.
My folks in Compton, Second to None, and all y'all over there. Boomer did it over there in Compton. You know, Rue, I love y'all. Thanks for shooting my video with me. Cadillac Tony over there, that, you know, he got all the classic cars that anybody ever would want in their video. That's how I got them classic cars, just connected with great people, you know, and they from Compton. So shout-outs to Compton, y'all.
Yeah, flat out. And, you know, when you said something in the cut, you know, you started it off, you know, you had to let them know about Allah and about, you know, I try to talk to people, you know, because I was raised Christian, but as I grew to be a man and developed my own mind and started reading, even Christianity said, why should I be dissing these other people? So once I opened up, I looked through people with my third eye, that Trey eye, I call it. And I'm going to put this out there, too, on the radio. Y'all, please, especially my black people, stop trying to throw this Jesus out there on me so quick. Well, God, no, don't do that. When we talking direct, let's talk direct. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about what we need to talk about. Because, see, some people try to use that finesse where you know the Lord.
Quick footnote on that one. I've been, exposed to that one, too. You know, and it came on my money side, my accountant, you know, when I had my deal with Universal. I mean, she pushed God so hard on me that when she messed up the money, it was like, well, where was God when he was dealing with your fingers, dealing with my money? God is good. You feel me? That's why I lied, God. You know what I mean? I don't make debate about everybody's religion, but I'm just trying to teach you something. I'm Muslim. I'm just showing you a little Arabic. You know, Allahu Akbar, y'all heard it a different kind of way. Now y'all can see that God is good. That's what it means. God is the greatest.
Yeah.
And it's my project. This is why I'm not afraid of y'all. I'm just showing you that I can bang this in the club with everybody and say, Allahu Akbar, everybody jamming with me because we all got to go home safe. I don't care all about that gangster music y'all been listening to, but everybody got to make it home safe, right? Okay, well, we got to bring God. That's it.
We got to bring God in somewhere, and they don't even get it. But at the same time, man, I'm going to tell you, I love that. God is an excellent accountant. I want to keep going.
He's an excellent accountant. I don't see how my money got messed up if you was with him. If your church house was with him and I was trying to visit you, how did my money get messed up and everybody else bought it? Feel me? I
God
don't understand. So you can't use God against me.
Don't do it.
He will use you and
don't
be like, let me teach you something when you go mess with this sister. And then later
That's
on, you won't run up against nobody else like that unprepared.
huh? Because we protected by something that's way bigger than what most of y'all know, man. It's bigger than what most of y'all know and understand, man. I'm just so excited to have you on the show today. And
I'm excited. Today was a really comfortable day. This was a day I prepared like a show I would do any other day. Like, I'm going to get prepared to get on stage, and this is what we do. You know, we prepare for
this. Well, that's why you where you at, Toy. That's why you where you at, and that's why you continue to go where you're going. Because, I've had people that it's like, don't take my show for this, that, and the third.
It's not a joke. Somebody going to hear this, and they going to be ready to do some business just like I got.
Let me tell you what's been happening with this show. When I started, like, about 2 years ago, I would be lucky if I got 20 listeners. I'd be lucky if I had, like, 100 spins. Now, every time I turn my joint on to look at my archive shows, I swear to God, y'all, I'm pushing 5,000 spins, 3,000 spins, to the point iTunes, YouTube, they hit me. Trey Love, what you want to do? So for me, it's like one of them things. I just stayed down and dirty and stayed grinding. So at this point, I'm going to just put it on out there too, y'all. I'm going to be doing my show every now and again, but y'all notice, people notice that's been following me. I don't just do shows no more. I don't just do radio shows. You know why? Because I'm waiting on the opportunities to get a Miss Toy on the line, somebody like that. You understand? I can't just be throwing stuff out there no more, because the Trey Love brand, the Handsome Life brand, has developed itself into something magnificent. So what I have to do is ensure that every time my product is put on the streets, you understand what I'm saying? People know, that's that Trey Love joint. I'm going to check that out. These podcasts getting 5,000 spins a show. Y'all better tell somebody, man. Oh, matter of fact, I got Mr. David Arnold coming soon on my show, just to put it on out there and let y'all know. I'm messing with the heavyweights now. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We swinging like that. So before we get out of here, we got to go ahead and push another one of your joints. Let me go ahead. I know you got ladies and gentlemen, we heard Green Like That Green, which banger, I Am a Warrior banger, and I Am a G.O. banger. last but not least, I want to ask the inspiration behind this song. They shooting. See, I'm a comedian. So when I see, two things. I'm a comedian and I've been shot. So when they say they shooting, for me,
they shoot.
So tell us about the concept idea. How'd you come up with that one, lady?
I mean, y'all know me from a lot of different things, but y'all don't know that I really am in depth and got love from like 99 different gangs. I learned a lot from, you know, the people I work with in intervention, and I just really paid attention to a lot of things that was going on, and I put a lot of the information I learned from dealing with the peacemaker and a lot of different people, you know, into this song. And it means a lot to me because it's a message in it. From, you know, from the last verse when I say, Mom, wherever you move, that's where your kid's going to be from. So you can't forget that it's gangs in every hood, and if you don't really take pride in your children and their education and, you know, put them in safer places, they will be a part of these gangs, and they ain't fighting no more. They shooting. So we lost a lot of people with this gang thing, and we have to pay attention. And I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, gratify it and make it be something big. It's bigger than it is already, and it should stop. You know what I mean? So a lot of people need to just pay attention to the song. It's real.
Well, I'm going to say flat out, you know what I'm saying, a person who's been shot, an actual victim of a shooting. You know, I got shot in the back 2001, January 29, 2001, in Miami, Florida, and the hoods are everywhere. They are everywhere. So I'm going to say flat out, y'all, we need to embrace ourselves, our kids, you know what I'm saying? I got a family, you know, and the thing is, you know, I'm grown, so like aunts, uncles, and cousins, and brothers and sisters, all that, you know, that's on them. But I have babies to protect, now, you know what I'm saying? Babies to teach, and then I got female children, you know what I mean? God just, for some reason, the Lord just give me apples with no stems. I can't have a son for nothing. I swear to God, I got five girls. I think that's payback.
He wants you to be an example.
I think that's what it is. He wants me to change my garden toolish ways, because I used to not just really be no good. I was easy.
Right.
I swear to God, I was easy, ladies. I'm just putting it out there. I was easy. And for the right price. No, I'm just.
That's a comedian for your ass. See, I like to be on your job.
For the right price, a two-piece church's dinner and a Heineken and a spliff, and we might be able to conversate about something. But you know, I'm going to say straight out, after, you know, being a man, a black man in America that's been shot, that is a black man. I'm really, I put stuff out there lately. I'm a little frustrated with our race. And like she said, they are shooting. Here's the thing. I'm one man, and I can do everything I can, but I can't stop. Bullets ain't got no name, no face. You understand what I'm saying? And what I'm going to say to the people, and this is something that I don't know if black people are really paying attention to. If we keep this up, our race can and will become extinct. I'm going to go ahead and play this song, y'all.
Like
they shooting. I hope y'all paying attention. I hope y'all paying attention. Black people, let's not end up dinosaurs, because guess what, y'all? They shooting.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Better be there, little homie, you in danger. They don't fight no more. They shooting. They don't fight no more. They shooting. They don't fight no more. They shooting. Better approach with caution, cause they shooting. They don't fight no more. They shooting. Ain't no killers and shunks, but they recruiting. Chip on 50 G's and never be a gent. Leave his mama house to help a parent. She know a baby boy, it's only 10 though. Ain't even safe to let him go to the cornerstone. But she think them boys is good hood fellas. But they the ones turning son into a cold killer. Oh, it's a vicious cycle, oh, it's in the bloodline. You learn how to maneuver or you're gonna die. Shit is roped off almost every day. Breaking news, don't report all the crimes in LA. And the forecast don't say it's raining bullets. You can't take it back after you pull it. The hood umbrella makes Chris Brown look silly. Ain't got no business in the penitentiary. Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Better be there, little homie, you in danger. They don't fight no more, they shootin'. They don't fight no more, they shootin'. They don't fight no more, they shootin'. Better approach with caution, cause they shootin'. Put yourself in danger, that's the agony of self-defeat. Buy yourself some bullets and you're bound to be 60 deep. Early in your casket, you got your mama where she can't sleep. Baby mama try to tell you, bring your ass home to eat. Can't tell you nothing, you a rider, you could beat the street. Is that all you really want to be? Innocent people losing lives cause you pulling triggers. Cause you heard another good call, y'all some niggas. Yo, this shit ain't funny, cause it's a numbers game. You kill one gang member, yo, that's a million, man. Broken down to a science until you feel it, man. That's why they spend a lot of money on a guillotine. Can't tell you nothing. Nobody listens to that real come around. But it's time to lay it down. These little killers will make you feel like you in danger. Cause you're always shooting like the strangers. Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Better be there, little homie, you in danger. They don't fight no more. They shooting. They don't fight no more. They shooting. They don't fight no more.
They shooting. Come on. They don't fight no more. You know the girls even packing guns. New York chick got the razor blade under their tongue. Fighting for your life, you got to pack your shit up and run. Mom, wherever you move, that's where your kids gonna be from. Tell the fake preacher, get his ass up out the pulpit. Ain't really praying for these babies, we ain't stupid. Uh-oh, you in danger in a flash with a stranger, quick and fast. Get in the van, but do you give his ass a pass? Cause on the street where we live, life is on a different level. Your mom be playing tricks on you, thinking you need a shovel. Thinking you can't go back after you make the trouble. Somebody call on the lure, quick on the double. Cause they recruiting for the shooting at the high school door. Somebody see him take his ass right down to the floor. And I can help him put this message right up in my song. Don't get in the gang or get a gun, cause you know it's wrong.
Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Uh-oh, you in danger. Better be there, little homie, you in danger. They don't fight no more. They shooting. They don't fight no more. They shooting. They don't fight no more. They shooting. Better approach with caution, cause they shooting.
Hey, man, y'all better tune in. Tell a friend to Playboy Comedy has been in. This show is over, man, but I got to give some shouts out to this lady, man, and, you know, let her give shouts out to who, you know what I'm saying, who she want to just show a quick love to, man, to everybody that's tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, man, supporting my podcast. Y'all see it's getting bigger and better, man, doing so many things. Y'all, I got so many dates coming up. I got to let y'all know about my dates coming up at Flappers. Next month, I got two dates at Flappers next month. I also will be in Chicago performing
this week, y'all. I'll be performing with B. Cole, Brandon Cole. Man, I got so much love for this dude, man. I got to have him on the radio. Y'all know B. Cole. I'm in love with a crackhead. I'll be working with him on the 23rd of this month in Chicago. And also, y'all know I'll be in the shot. So all my family in the shot, y'all, I'm going to be at the family den. I'm going to be stepping, getting my R. Kelly on in that mug. You know what I'm saying? Getting down, do what I do. I can't wait to go back home. I need a recharge, man. I need to get away from L.A. for a minute and go home and just hug my family, man, kiss my cousins, man, and just have a good time, man, eat some good food, chill. And then that way I have my recharge, man, and I'll be able to get back to L.A. and deal with these fake folks, you know what I'm saying? But until then, you know what I mean, I'm going to go out there and have a good time in the shot. And then, like I said, December, y'all, I got about 3 dates. I think I'm doing the J-Spot over here in over there in Hawthorne, you know, over there by Miss Toy. And actually, man, I know y'all heard the energy and the vibe today. I think I'm going to have to talk to Miss Toy about coming back, you know, kind of often, special guest, man, because she really showed a lot of love, man, a lot of enthusiasm, had a lot of wisdom to drop on us, you know what I'm saying? And straight up, I'm not only going to be a friend, I'm going to be a client as well because I need her consultation. So I'm going to let her take it home, and then from there, y'all, I'm going to play a song of mine dedicated to her and all the other beautiful young ladies that show Trey love, all this love. I'm going to play A Boy Needs a Girl, but let me give her the mic and let her, you know what I'm saying, shout out who she needs to shout out before we take it home.
Hey, real quick, though, Trey, because I want to hear the song before, you know, we have to go. But I'd like to give a shout-out to all the ladies on the West Coast that's out here grinding. Keep going, girls. You feel me? Don't stop. You feel me? Get it, get it. And we got to give one love always to God, you know what I'm saying? Because it don't matter what you call them, we all got to represent something, and we come from something, you know? So All my ladies out there in Atlanta and my family out there in the sky, I love y'all. Let's keep it moving. And Trey,
on your set. All right, this is for you, Toy. As a matter of fact, this is definitely to you, just for the you, girl. You got me tingling over here today. So this song is for you, and I'm gonna get you a copy as soon as we link up, girl. I'm gonna get you a copy of my comedy album, and you know, just autograph it. And I hope you put it in and play it sometime, have a laugh, and then you know, chill. All right.
I would love that.
All right, baby. Here you go.
Take the home.